18.
Request of Kevin Martonic to address council regarding a resolution supporting the closure of Guantanamo.
Mr. Martonic, come on up. Good morning.
Thank you for the opportunity to speak to the council today. I'm an associate member of Veterans for Peace, and I'll just, but I'm going to work on this resolution that I have sent previously to the council just as a concerned citizen. The prison at Guantanamo was opened in January 2002 by George W. Bush through executive order without Congress's approval. Nearly 800 people were imprisoned there, including children. Additionally, Bush made a declaration that these captured people were not prisoners of war, denying them the rights of the Geneva Conventions, forcing the U.S. into an era of illegal detention and torture. Very few, if any, of those imprisoned at Guantanamo have any charges against them. Convictions are often obtained through torture or bribery. More detainees have died at Guantanamo, 9, than have been convicted by military commissions, 8. Of the remaining 76 prisoners, only a handful are actually being tried in military commissions. Nearly every case that's been won at Guantanamo has later been overturned in federal court. They've managed zero convictions that aren't legal, that aren't guilty pleas in 15 years, not to mention the fact it also cost taxpayers $5.5 million per prisoner for 2015. That's $445 million a year to keep it open. As you know, our resolution in part supports the president's call to close Guantanamo, and it is modeled after those from other cities who have already passed such resolutions: Berkeley, California, Amherst, Massachusetts, and Leavitt, Massachusetts. It is in Portland's best interest to join these other cities who have already passed such resolutions because it falls in line with another resolution already passed by the city, Resolution Number 37172, reaching out to the Muslim, immigrant, and refugee communities. During the Muslim Educational Trust Community Center grand opening and at the City Council meeting on December 16, 2015, with the passage of Resolution 37172, the fact that the Japanese community was the first to reach out to the Muslim community after 9/11 was honored, since the Japanese community knew persecution from their internment in this country in the 1940s. We have an opportunity to speak out against another internment, the Muslim internment, that is taking place in Guantanamo. It may not be as large in numbers of people imprisoned, but though it is just as illegal, it is also worth considering what the next president will do with Guantanamo. Portland's reaching out to the Muslim, immigrant, and refugee communities is a great step in the right direction. However, for all of us to turn a blind eye to Guantanamo, where Muslims are illegally imprisoned and tortured, to let that slide without speaking out and standing up for human rights goes against our own values in every city of this country. This is one of many reasons why it is also an issue for every citizen in every city. Today, our country looks back on the World War II Japanese internment with regret. We are now living in similar circumstances with Guantanamo, where every citizen and every city can speak out against it by passing resolutions. To not do so is allow history to repeat itself. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We appreciate you shining a light on this. Thank you.